This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics. And the topic of what every person needs. The Bible contains many significant words, all of which are worthy of study. After all, they come from God's mind. But this morning I would take just a moment to look at one word that heads the list of essential words. That word is grace. God's grace has been the subject of writings, sermons, classes, and songs. Many of these songs are known to others outside of Christ, like Amazing Grace. It's used in many movies and other items that are public. Then some songs stand out to me as a Christian, such as Grace, All Sufficient, and Grace Greater Than Our Sins. These songs are essential because they relate to man's need for grace. All men have sinned according to Romans 3:23. Therefore, all are worthy of death, Romans 6:23. And where sin abound, grace did much more abound, Romans 5, verse 20. It is the grace of God that Jesus brought when he was manifested into this world, John chapter 1, verse 17. And God's grace shows his love for his creation, John 3:16. Grace was one of Paul's favorite words in his writings to the churches of the first century. Romans 1, 5, 1 Corinthians 1, 3, 2 Corinthians 1, 2, Galatians 1, 3, Ephesians 1, 2, Philippians 1, 2, and Colossians 1, 2. In nearly every letter he wrote, he began speaking of God's marvelous grace. So what is grace? The Hebrew word is shin, not a thing, but an attitude, and means favor, especially of God's graciousness to men, free, unmerited, given by a superior God to inferior men. This is how Noah found grace in the sight of God, Genesis 6, verse 8. The Greek word is charis, found 156 times in the New Testament. It is that which bestows or occasions pleasure, delight, or causes favorable regards. It is applied to the beauty or gracefulness of a person, Luke 2, verse 40, 2 Corinthians 8, and verse 6. Grace is that which produces a friendly disposition, which produces kind acts, especially divine favor toward men, Acts 14, verse 26. Thus, grace is receiving what you need and do not deserve, nor never could deserve. Grace is extended by the offended, which is God, to those who have offended him, that sinful man. We need to mention here some things that grace is not. Grace is not law, John 1:17. Grace is not a set of works or rewards, Romans chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, and verse 16. Grace is incompatible with the law, Romans chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, Galatians 5, verse 4. Grace is not an act of merit whereby you earn something for God. God does not nor ever will owe man anything. His grace is given out of love and not duty. Grace is not unconditional, but must be willingly accepted by man. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, Mark 16, 15 and 16. And grace is not man's gift to give. You see, man merely preaches the gospel, and God gives grace through salvation. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 7, 2 Corinthians 4, and verse 7. So what can grace do for man? Well, grace can save man, Ephesians 2, verses 5 through 8. Grace brings man salvation. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Grace helps a man grow in faith. Acts chapter 18, verse 27. Man is justified freely by God's grace. Romans 3, verse 24 and 25. Titus 3 and verse 7. Grace provides eternal life to the recipient of it. Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. God's grace helps man to be bold in his faith. Romans 15, verse 15. And it helps man labor for God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. What are some things that grace won't do for man? Well, grace cannot take away man's freedom of choice. Joshua 24, 15, Colossians 1, 23, 1 John 1, verse 7. Grace will not set aside conditions of active faith in response to the gospel. Romans 6, verse 17 and 18, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Grace will not save man when he rebels or leaves God. Hebrews 10, 26 through 28, Romans 8, verses 12 and 13. Grace will not cancel out the punishment of hell for those who refuse to follow God's will. Revelation 21, 8, Luke 19, verse 18 through the end of the chapter. Grace will not exempt man from repentance when man is found in sin. Luke 13, 3, Matthew 3, 8, Acts 17, verses 30 and 31. Grace will not guarantee eternal life if a person does not obey the gospel. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. And finally, grace does not cancel the law of sowing and reaping. Galatians 6, verses 8 and 9. You see, as a man sows, thus shall he also reap. Every person needs God's grace, which he has freely given. John 3:16, Revelation 1:5, Matthew 26:28. Man must accept it through faith, Hebrews 11:6, in obeying the teachings of grace. Grace is how God shows his kindness to us, permitting us time to repent. Man cannot save himself, but requires a Savior. God's grace sent the Savior into the world to save sinners. Will you not obey God's grace by obeying the one who saves? Jesus stands at the door and knocks. Will you not open the door to him? I want to thank you for joining us in our lesson this morning. We hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.